Okay, I'm back. Actually, I never left. I'm just as curious as you to find out what I'm gonna say. You ever put something off for so long that it gets really difficult to do? You ever do it for a decade? So, this is Rich Pav from www.hellofromjapan.com. So what's happened? The last time I did a podcast was 2007 or 8. I went through some bad times. When I was doing the podcast before, I was working for a company in Tokyo. I was working in IT. The guy that owned the company knew that I had a podcast and that I had a pretty big listener base. And he wanted me to use the podcast to promote his company. But his company is about study overseas, study abroad, for Japanese who want to study abroad. And it really wasn't a good match for the people I knew who listened to the podcast. So I didn't want to tell my boss no, and I couldn't say yes because I was afraid that he would slowly take it over. I mean, that never happened, but I could see it happening. And I didn't know what to do, so I just quit podcasting. And then Things went okay for a while. He started not paying me. It was like every couple of months, 1 month I wouldn't get paid, and he would promise that he would catch up on my salary. And you know where this is going, obviously. And he promised and pledged and swore that he would pay my salary, and you know where this is going. And then he laid me off in March of 2011. That was the month of the big earthquake. And he promised to pay my salary. And he kept giving excuses about the economy being bad, and there was a contract that needed to be signed, and they were late in signing the contract. And this went on for something like 3 years. I took him to court. The court said he had to pay. He didn't pay. I went to another lawyer. The lawyer told me that what he's doing is illegal, but there's no penalty. And that's like a direct quote. So it turned out that I'm really glad that he laid me off, because soon after that, he started stealing money from clients. Parents would come in and say, we want our kid to study overseas. So he said, okay, I'll help you find a school. Found a school. Tells them how much the tuition is, how much the accommodation is, and they pay him this big lump of money, a few million yen, and he says, you're all set, you know where this is going. Kid shows up in Canada for first day of college, and the college says, we never heard of you, you're not registered, and they couldn't get their money back. And he did this over and over to people. I mean, I can't believe that he could do that. So, it's really a shame. I feel sorry for his family. He has a beautiful wife. He has two beautiful kids. And I feel sorry for the people that he screwed over. And I feel sorry for him, too, because I don't know why he did it. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. I'm not angry at him. And I don't stay up nights thinking about the money that he owes me. But you know what? There are people who are. And that's a really heavy burden to carry for some people, to get ripped off of that much money. So, he should be in prison. But in Japan, if somebody rips you off through a business transaction, the police can't do anything about it because it's not a criminal violation. It's a civil violation. And people have hired lawyers like I did, and they haven't been able to get their money back. One person did take him to court, and the court said that he had to pay, but I don't know if he actually ever paid or not. I think he probably just did the same thing he did to everybody else, promised to pay and then not pay. It's really a shame. There's an article up on my website if you want to read anything more about it, but that's all I have to say about it. And that's the big reason. I mean, this whole story, this is the big reason why this is the whole reason why I've had trouble getting back into podcasting, because I just don't want to tell that story. But you know what? I think it's a more common story than you would expect of people getting screwed over by their employers in Japan. I could probably start a whole new podcast called Fucked Gaijin, where we would just have somebody on every week about how they got screwed over by their employer. I don't know if that's something you want to listen to. Anyway, after losing my job, I felt really down for a long while. I knew that I didn't want to do what I had been doing. I just didn't feel like I could do it anymore. And damn, I was so depressed. I couldn't imagine going on a job interview, because yeah, I could barely get out of bed. So I started teaching, and I found out that's really what I've always wanted to do. I knew it was always what I wanted to do. Oh man, sorry for that. It's my hat. I knew I always wanted to teach. I've always said, if money was no object, I would teach. And so I started teaching elementary school kids, and then adults, and then senior citizens, and then business classes, and kindergartners. So now every week I teach people from 3 years old to 83 years old. And I'm really, really happy. And I can't imagine going back to 2-hour commute to Tokyo every morning, leaving the office around, you know, somewhere between 8 and 10, and then another 2-hour commute back to home, going to bed around, you know, 11 or midnight, 1 o'clock, every day, for years and years. And that just really wore me down. I didn't realize it. So, I don't work for a school or anything. I'm just kind of doing private gigs here and there. I do a couple lessons for one school, and I teach classes at a company, and I visit a kindergarten 3 days a week, and I cover for another guy in my area who owns an English school when he can't do lessons. I'm really happy with what I'm doing, but I'm not making enough money. I have to start my own school, and I have this problem where I know what I have to do. I know where I want to be, but I haven't been able to get myself to do what I have to do. And I've been doing this, you know, it's just the same story every day for geez, months and years. I need some kind of coach or mastermind group or something like that. So that's where I am. I got laid off. I got screwed. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. And I stopped being a loner. And I realized how much I really like being around people. Never knew that. I don't know what else to say. If I keep talking, I'm going to start another topic. It's going to take half an hour. So, this is just to you know, brush some of the rust off, I guess. So I'll talk about something next time.